Judy Payne Smith is owner of Lean Green Cuisine Incorporated.
My company is Lean Green Cuisine, and we're located in Fayetteville, Arkansas. We serve healthy, heart healthy, cholesterol free food. It's at least 90% organic. And we have gourmet dishes. I have a chef who loves to come up with new dishes all the time.
Her organic vegan kitchen, located on Rolling Hills Drive in Fayetteville, prepares pre-ordered fresh, ready-to-eat meals for weekly pickup and delivery for about 60 families.
It is healthy fast food.
The kitchen, which prepares thousands of meals each week, is closed today, but Payne Smith gives a cook's tour.
Here we keep our vegetables in this refrigerated unit. Some of the ingredients that we use, we have, I think I see parsnips in there, and we've got onions that we keep, tofu. We don't use it every week. I do want to mention that we also purchase locally. We've got our organic and certified naturally grown farmers, and we actually have a farmer who is growing specifically for us, just starting. In a couple of weeks, he's going to have lettuce.
And the menu varies each week. Patrons place orders in advance on leangreencuisine.com or Facebook or by calling in.
A sample menu would be lasagna with vegetables and cashew cream cheese. We also had this past week mixed grains and greens, pine nut pilaf. We had black beans with chipotle sweet potatoes, garlicky smashed squash with herbed carrots, corned beans and cabbage, and we had a beet salad, a three-bean tortilla soup, and gingerbread cake. We always have a little dessert.
Judy Payne Smith opened Lean Green Cuisine 2 years ago with the help of a vegan kitchen consultant she met in Nashville, North Carolina, but she came up with the name.
Actually, the first choice was Lean Green Gourmet. And then later, after we had sort of established that, before we opened, a friend of ours came up with Lean Green Cuisine, and we thought, that just flows so well.
She did a web search and found the name novel, but did she trademark it?
That would have been a great idea, but we didn't.
But trademark wasn't a concern, that is, until she got an email from an intellectual property rights attorney representing Nestle, the world's largest food and nutrition company headquartered in Switzerland. Nestle's product line includes the classic chocolate confections, Nescafe coffee, Alpo dog chow, and Beneful dog foods, nutritional drinks such as Boost, Gerber baby foods, Dreyer's ice cream, and Stouffer's convenience and weight management food line, including its popular frozen meals known as Lean Cuisine, launched in 1981. Nestle's attorney said Payne Smith's name infringes on their trademark.
Never thought about it. I never made that connection at all, because green is, you know, it's like Lean Green Cuisine. That doesn't sound like Lean Cuisine to me. I mean, I just never thought about it.
Nor is it close to the Nestle product line, which is meat-based processed frozen foods. And Payne Smith says there is no way the two brands could ever be confused.
So, but at any rate, they seem to be concerned that I might be taking some money away from them. I'm sorry, I have to be kind of ironic when I say things like that, because it amazes me that they just, it seems like they go around looking for small businesses to put out of business or something. It's like this big bully. Someone likened it to Goliath and David. One of my customers did, and that's really pretty accurate. But if I keep thinking about, well, who slayed whom, then Lean Green Cuisine is going to be a winner, whatever happens.
But Nestle disagrees. After querying the company for this story, spokesperson Roz O'Hearn responded via email that Lean Green Cuisine could erode the popular Lean Cuisine brand equity, and that it expects Payne Smith to change her company's name. O'Hearn also wrote that Nestle manufactures Lean Cuisine at a food processing facility in Jonesboro, Arkansas, so proximity also matters. But Judy Payne Smith says her narrow profit margin makes the cost of a name change prohibitive.
It would entail changing our sign, which costs several thousand dollars to start with. We would have to change business cards. We'd have to change website.
Perhaps as much as $7,000 to rebrand her company, not including the time to change all tax and licensing paperwork. An online search of the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office website revealed Green Cuisine is trademarked by a California frozen food company, as is Green Lean and Lean Green, which turns out to be a supplement company. Meredith Lowry is a partner with Kiesling and Pieper PLC in Fayetteville. Her firm deals with intellectual property protection, litigation, acquisition of patents, trademarks, and copyright registrations.
When we have a new client come in or someone that is saying that they want to start a new business, our general advice is to have whatever name that they're using for their business or their product, the trademark, to have a clearance check either by us, which is our usual recommendation, or to do that on their own by looking at the records at the United States Patent and Trademark Office. All of the trademarks that have been registered or applied for are available for review online, and sometimes it's an easy search for them to do on their own. Sometimes it can be a little more difficult.
Meredith Lowry uses the word delta as an example.
The use of delta is not recommended in the airline field, but then delta faucets can still exist with Delta Airlines, and no one's confused. And that's the real test when it comes to trademarks, making sure the public isn't confused.
And Nestle contends consumers could construe Lean Green Cuisine as perhaps a product line of Lean Cuisine. So what is a small business owner like Judy Payne Smith to do?
The attorney at Nestle said they would give me up to a year to make the change. And the last correspondence I had from them was about 6 weeks ago, stating that they had just looked at my website and saw that I had not made any changes yet. And at that point, I did not reply because I've thought of some options of trying, to avoid the name change, or if not avoid the name change, I really will ask them to fund my changes.
But before she formally submits that request, an attorney she consulted with here in Fayetteville advised Judy Payne Smith to wait and see. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.